Hello, welcome back to Therapeutic Life Healing with me, your host, Adit. I'm so glad you're here today. We are going to talk about the 15 things to remember for your healing journey. And I love this blog that I found on hopefulpanda.com. So shout out to them. And they have a blog out about 15 things to remember for your healing journey. And I absolutely agree with every single one of them. So before we dive in, I'm going to give some shout outs. And also, do not mind my voice this time because I am recovering from COVID and, still got the cough and some lingering symptoms, but all is well. I'm getting better every single day, and I'm so grateful for that. So let's go ahead and dive into some shout outs. I want to say thank you for folks tuning in from all over the world, especially those out in California, Utah, Illinois, Florida, Texas. And I have to give a special shout out to Rose in Harlingen. I think I'm saying it right. Harlingen, Texas. It's located down south of Texas, but she was so sweet and reached out on Instagram. Rose, thank you for being an avid listener. And she said, I am really glad to have found this podcast. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for being back for us in a healing journey. I am so excited for new episodes to come. I started listening a month ago and have listened to almost all the episodes. LOL. I am so grateful. Many blessings, Adit. Thank you, Rose. Many blessings back to you and all of you who are tuning in. And whether you have found this show recently or you've been tuning in for some time now, thank you so much. It's so cool to see you all tuning in from all parts of and corners of the world. Okay, and now we're just going to dive in because I love this episode so much. It's a really good summary of some reminders on your healing journey, whether you just started or whether you've been on it for a while. You know, I just want to remind you that it doesn't matter how long you've been on it. I think for me, and I believe others would agree, that healing is just an ongoing journey. Like, it doesn't really have a start and finish line. We're always having life happen and experiences that we're having, whether from the past, whether present, or in the future. And it's to just kind of remember that your healing journey is something that's just a circle. It's a cycle that just continues, and you feed it and you take care of and nurture yourself. So it releases the pressure from trying to have this like perfect, happily fixed, healed version of yourself that's like, you know, crossing the finish line and you've like won an award or something for like the most healed person. But it can kind of start to feel like you're competing with others or with yourself. And instead, thinking about it as a gift that you're giving yourself constantly to just keep healing and looking for rest and peace and permission to just be who you are and where you're at now in your life and not constantly feel like you're having to cross finish lines. So this blog that I found on hopefulpanda.com is so good. So the first reminder they have is healing is your journey. And it's a good reminder because sometimes we can compare ourselves to other people's journeys and then feel like we're in competition or comparison mode, and remembering that your journey is your journey and that doesn't have to match anybody else's, and it's yours and yours alone, and there's no doing it better than someone else. You know yourself better than anyone. And so part of healing is remembering it's not a race, it's not a competition, it's an open-ended journey that is a circle. And that it doesn't have this destination point. It's a process and it's a life that you're living. So live it your way, and not to wait for permission to heal or someone to tell you that you're doing it right or wrong, looking for validation, but just trusting your process. That is the healing journey, is remembering that it's your process. You're building that trust with yourself. You're building that relationship with you. And so you don't need to compare it to how someone else is healing, and to just remember that your decisions are yours and yours alone, and that you are not a product of this race or a starting or ending point, but your healing journey is yours. That's number one. Number two, your healing depends on you and only you. Your healing isn't based on waiting for somebody else's actions, waiting for that apology so then you heal. It's not waiting for someone to help you. It's not waiting for someone to tell you you should heal. This is a good reminder that you can give yourself those things. Not to say that you don't deserve that support and you don't need that support. You do, but you shouldn't have to wait for it either. And you give yourself that permission to heal instead of waiting to get it from somebody else, or that validation that, you know, or that forgiveness, that you can do your healing journey without those things. It's supposed to be about you anyways. Number three, remember that there will be setbacks. It's gonna suck sometimes. I don't want to sugarcoat it. Healing is hard. You're facing things, you're remembering memories that are really painful, and sometimes it sucks really bad. But that shouldn't stop you from healing, and it shouldn't be the thing that, you know, makes you feel like you're doing it wrong either. It's just a reminder that there's setbacks, and because healing is hard and you're recalling certain things and memories and feelings and experiences. And so that can feel like a setback. You might feel like, oh man, like, why am I still triggered by this person? Or why am I still feeling like I'm comparing myself? You know, there's no such thing as being perfect. And if you approach it with this like perfect mindset, it won't be possible to heal. You'll constantly feel like you're stuck. Instead, just lean in that sometimes you're just going to feel like it's really hard. It sucks. You're going to feel like you got triggered again. You might relapse. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have uncomfortable conversations, uncomfortable emotions that you're working through. Seriously, like, it's okay that that happens. It's still worth it. It's still something that will be worth it once you go through. Like, there's no way through but through. And so you getting to learn about what you need and just not let your setbacks be the definition of your healing journey. Just know that that's part of the process that sometimes people feel, and it makes sense because we're recalling painful memories from the past. Maybe we're processing things in the present moment or anxieties about the future. But there's nothing wrong with you for having setbacks. Don't beat yourself up for it. Just face it. Know you'll be okay. And reminders that, like, you're going to get through this day no matter what. Just keep going. Face it. Work through it. And pick yourself back up. Every single time, it's about getting back up and trying again the next day. Number four, be kind and patient with yourself. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemies and really mean inside of our head to ourselves. So just remember to bring in that compassion, that patience, that care for yourself. It can make such a huge difference, because even when you have that setback, you can talk to yourself and say, like, oh man, like, I'm having a setback, but it's okay. I need to give myself some grace, some forgiveness, some patience, some compassion, and know that I'm just healing and I will get through this. You know, the purpose of healing is not to be free from trauma and to have like this perfect image. It's really to let go of the shame, let go of the guilt, let go of the fear, quiet those voices down that are weighing you down and keeping you from living your happy, healthy life that you deserve. You know, as you feel, you know, some things that are hard, you might feel like, what's wrong with me? Why do I feel this way? And just know that feelings are just experiences. They don't have to mean something about you. They're just a temporary state of being, and you can let those feelings pass just like clouds in the sky. I always, you know, start some meditations with my clients before our session, and I tell them to just allow the thoughts to be there, just let them pass like clouds in the sky, observing them. So just observe your feelings versus try to absorb every single one and try to make meaning out of every single one of them. Acknowledge that there's just beauty along the way of your healing journey. When you're much more kinder to yourself, you could see those things better and more clearly. Number five, There's no such thing as healing correctly. This is a good reminder that there's no one size fits all method to healing, that there are different things that help people, and that it is okay for you to try different things and see what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Because for some people, meditation, yoga might work. For some, it's taking a walk or stretching. For others, it's listening to music, going out for a drive. You just have different things that work for you. Some people go to therapy. Some people have a combination of different things. So it's okay to remember that, like, you can try different things and see what works. And it doesn't mean something is wrong with you just because the thing that most people are doing that are having positive results with it and you try it and it doesn't work for you, that means something's wrong with you. It's just something with that method doesn't work for you. And instead, just know that you're allowed to have different healing methods or a combination of things and see what works for you. And it's okay to just experiment and see what will work for you. And it's okay to stop the things that don't work for you because, again, it's unique for you. Number 6, I really love this one. You are not your trauma. You are not only what's happened to you. Sometimes we can get so fixated on like healing and that healing from trauma, and it just becomes this unhealthy obsession to just only focus on the trauma. And not everything has to be about your trauma or what you've gone through. The purpose and the point of healing is not to necessarily just focus on the trauma and the things that have happened to you that are bad. It's important to remember the joy. You know, it's while trauma may have existed in your past, your scars don't define who you are. They are experiences you've had. And it doesn't have to mean that you're doomed to have this bad life because you've had trauma, and that it always has to stay this heavy load on your shoulders. And yes, your experiences have affected you. You've maybe had some trauma that's shaped who you are today, and it may always have this relationship with you in some way, but it doesn't have to be everything that you focus on. It doesn't have to be centered around your trauma. That you have interests, you have hobbies, you have values, you have memories, you have joys, you have things that are unrelated to your trauma, and to create more experiences like that, and that you have more days ahead of you that you can create those things versus constantly reliving your past and your trauma. So don't let it be the thing that defines you. It's just an experience you have had, and it doesn't mean that you have to have this obsession with just constantly healing from your traumas, that you are more than that. You are more than what's happened to you. So remember that as you are on your healing journey. Number 7, healing does not mean fixing. When we think about fixing, it implies that there's something wrong with you, that you have to fix who you are. And healing is trying to fix who you are. It's not that. It's accepting who you are and accepting your experiences and inviting in, again, that compassion. And although you might be struggling with some issues or experiences from the past, maybe related to trauma or unrelated to trauma, but just that you've had experiences in life that you're healing through, and it doesn't mean that something is wrong with you and you have to fix this experience. Or fix yourself, because that message is a problem. It focuses on something being wrong with you rather than what's right with you. And it kind of can give a stigma that what you've been through is wrong, or what you've been through says something about you. And instead, it's just really remembering that you're not fixing memories. You're not trying to fix what's happened, but you're trying to heal through it and give yourself grace, compassion, love, forgiveness, patience, acceptance, and releasing this obsession with trying to fix something. And know that you're this beautiful masterpiece that is working through some experiences that have been hard, and that you're working on yourself one day at a time. And working on yourself can mean a lot of things. It can mean giving yourself love, attention, compassion, patience, time. And those are the things that are healing. Not notice that you're trying to constantly fix something about you. You're not a problem to be solved. So remember that as you are on your healing journey. You're not a problem to solve. It'll help you feel better as you go on your healing journey to remember that. I'm going to go through the rest of these pretty quickly. So number 8, you don't need to be successful to be worthy. We don't have to have these accomplishments to deem ourselves worthy of whatever status, that we are good just as we are. And that is, you know, you being worthy of healing, not needing to reach a milestone to be then worthy of healing. Number 9, I love this one. Let yourself be imperfect. Remember that perfection does not exist. It's impossible. And so remembering that there's parts of you as you heal that feel chaotic, that feels painful, that feels hard, and that's okay. You're not supposed to be this perfect person. None of us are. And recognize when you are feeling that and give yourself a reminder that perfect doesn't exist. Number 10, don't push yourself too hard. Sometimes taking a break, pausing, knowing that we can rest, that we have our whole life to heal, that we don't have to try to, again, like feel like it's a finish line that we're trying to race or get to, because that can just re-traumatize us. Give yourself those breaks as you need them. I definitely do that for myself and I don't feel guilty about it anymore. I used to, but this reminder has helped me to give myself those permissions that I need to just say, like, girl, just chill out. It's all good. Take a break. You come back to your healing journey. Like, it's not going anywhere. Number 11, you don't have to relive your trauma to heal. You don't have to constantly be fixated on what happened, because again, that might continue to just re-traumatize yourself. For example, I don't want to watch shows that have anything to do with cancer or like hospice or death and dying. Those are too hard for me. Like, I live that. I don't want to relive that, you know, through watching a show. And I don't have to sit through that to re-traumatize myself. I think just remembering you can give yourself a break from your trauma and you don't have to constantly be facing it and reliving it and doing a play-by-play by it. Remembering that you don't have to do those things. Again, it's your unique experience. Number 12, it's okay to reach out for help. Your healing journey is something you don't have to do alone. There is support. You give yourself permission to start your healing journey and then start accepting the help and the community that's there to love you through it, to support you through it. Lean on them. Not only ask for help, but let that help in. Let yourself feel held in community, in sacred spaces that feel safe to you, where you feel like you are being reflected back. You're, you know, able to see yourself in the other person and receive that support. You are worthy of it. 13, listen and be true to yourself. Part of what makes healing so difficult is all the pain and the effort and energy it takes, but also taking that break to listen to yourself, be true to yourself, feel that alignment. When something feels really hard, it's like two magnets trying to push up against each other. It just doesn't work. And so just tell yourself it's okay to just sit with it, to just take a break, to, you know, take some deep breaths and explore what you're feeling, listen to what you're feeling, maybe journal about it, go on a walk and think about what you're feeling and release that and know that it's okay to just also take those breaks when you need them, that it's okay if you're having a bad day, just admit it and at least you're telling yourself the truth. You know, that if you're feeling upset, you're feeling sad, you're feeling angry, you're disappointed, that's okay. It's learning to listen to yourself and your feelings and your body. And then when it needs rest, you give yourself that and you get back up the next day and you try and listen to yourself again and see what you need and give yourself that. And so just understanding yourself more and more is part of the healing journey, trusting yourself and trusting your body, taking better care of yourself, your mind, your body, your spirit. Those are all part of the healing journey. Number 14, try to be mindful. I think mindfulness and being aware of what we're going through is a huge benefit to us. It gives us an understanding again to our thoughts, our beliefs, and we can have the power then and feel more in charge of our lives because we can understand our patterns, our behaviors, our perspective, our values, and being more mindful and aware of what we are going through and what patterns we have can give us a better sense and understanding of what we need to do differently or what we need to do more of or less of and better manage ourselves and our feelings by being mindful and aware. And lastly, number 15, you may never fully heal, and that's okay. Going back to kind of what I was saying earlier, you're not a finish line. You're not a start and an end point, that you're a circle and your healing is ongoing, and that is a beautiful thing, and it's okay. So my friends, as we end here, I hope that you take one of these 15 reminders on your healing journey. Take the one that really is just resonating with you. You feel it in your heart, your spirit, your soul. It just like has rocked you. And I want you to text a friend which one that is and share this episode with them and tell them the one that stuck out for you and ask them which one after they listen to sticks out for them, and they could share that back with you. And I just wish you a beautiful week ahead. May you take good care of yourselves, take good care of each other. And if you haven't already, please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure to leave me a review and a comment. I would love to read them personally and get to share them here next time and give you a shout out. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I trust that it'll help and support you on your healing journey.